This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
John Stewart's here, everybody. I love my friend, and you are my friend. You know I love talking to you. We've known each other for many years.
Many.
But here's the thing, is that, yes, human interaction in the real world is nice, but to truly know someone, you have to interview them on a talk show.
That's correct.
That's when they're most revelatory.
You and I have spent many hours talking on the phone, person, over meals. But do we really know anything about each other? I don't know.
So what we've done here is that I'm going to give you the Colbert questionnaire, at the end of which you will be fully known. Are you prepared to be revealed?
Open book, Stephen. Open book.
Let's see. Here we go, John.
All right.
First question of the Colbert questionnaire. Brace yourself. John
All right.
Stewart.
All right.
What is the best sandwich?
Oh, jeez. I mean, that's, you know.
We're not playing here, John.
So you can't answer that question in terms of a particular sandwich. It has everything to do with the best sandwich is one that understands the bread to ingredient ratio and yeah. does not. So I can't
You're
say
not a
to
hoagie.
You.
You can't do a hoagie.
Can't do a hoagie? Well, are you an American? Of course you can do a hoagie.
Well, I don't know. There's a lot of, that's a big bun, man.
It's not a big bun. Stephen, have you had a sandwich? What kind of?
I've had a few.
Okay.
Yeah.
Whether it be a po' boy or a hoagie or a Kaiser or something on muffalata, it doesn't matter. What matters is the ratio of ingredient to bread and the addition of your liquidity, whether it be a condiment or
a pickle, let's say.
Well, a pickle is a tremendous, I mean, that's a bold addition. It's, what's nice about the pickle
yes.
is you're getting a flavor addition, but also a textural jolt, if you will,
sure.
That breaks in. So what happens is your mouth comes through the bread, generally fresh, somewhat soft. So in your mind, you're like, oh, I've got this.
Sure.
But then you hit that mother pickle. Ah! And it's, hello, I want in. And you gotta really work. And when you get through, it bursts. And you just, so what was the question?
Question two.
All right.
What is the percentage? Can you give a percentage of bread to ingredient?
Yes. So it's gotta be, I think your range is 65 to 75% ingredient.
This is correct. What's the one thing you own that you really should throw out?
Everything I wear.
What is the scariest animal?
Oh, okay. This is interesting. Scariest animal.
Yeah.
So it's got to be an animal. It's got to be land animal. It can't be something from the sea.
Well, animals in the sea are still animals, John.
No, they're not.
They're not robots.
They're fish.
No, they're not.
Fish
are animals.
No, I don't think so.
Fish are animals.
Really?
Are fish animals?
Yeah.
The people have spoken.
I disagree.
So a shark is not scary.
No, it is because, so here's the problem with the shark. And here's the problem with fish in general. It's the medium in which they travel. Because everything is scary when you have no visibility. You know what I just realized? I'm just a crazy old man off the street.
Okay, so I got a
glimpse of me on the camera, and all of a sudden I was like, didn't I give that guy money the other day?
I'll accept
right
your
premise.
Right outside
of the West 3rd Street subway station.
So land animal, what is the scariest animal? I ask you, sir, at long last, will you not answer my question? What is the scariest animal, John Stewart?
Give me time.
I've given you a lot of time.
I'm gonna say cat.
Just a cat, a cat. Not a tiger, a cat. And why is it terrifying?
Because the tiger is not in your house. The cat is a killing machine. The cat...
I forgot the premise of this question is that you never leave your house, so right. Nothing can be terrifying to you unless it's actually inside.
That's correct.
Okay.
And I would never let a tiger or a panther in the house. It's what I've said to my wife. My wife, animal rescue, loves
the animal.
Animals, but I have drawn the line at predators. She'll, oh, we need to rescue a sheep or a goat or a pig. That's fine. I'm waiting to come home one day and be like, there's a puma in the garage. So that's disallowed.
Okay.
So, but cat, killing machine, and it will murder all over the neighborhood, and it will bring it to you and put it on your bed as if to say, you better keep feeding me, or I will rip you to shreds.
Got it.
Cats, let me say this, and these people know. These people aren't fools. They know the cat is the scary. I said it, and it was a laughter of recognition.
When we come back, Jon Stewart tells us what song he'd listen to for the rest of his life.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm Rachel Martin. After hosting Morning Edition for years, I know that the news can wear you down. So we made a new podcast called Wild Card, where a special deck of cards and a whole bunch of fascinating guests help us sort out what makes life meaningful. It's part game show, part existential deep dive, and it is seriously fun. Join me on Wild Card, wherever you get your podcasts. Only from NPR.
Back, everybody, and now the dramatic conclusion of the Colbert questionnaire with my friend, Mr. Jon Stewart. Apples or oranges?
Apples.
Yes, correct answer. Can't put peanut butter on an orange. What do you think happens when we die?
Very little. I mean, if here's what I would say, and I would say this. If it was happening, wouldn't you move? But you don't. So clearly there's nothing going on.
Favorite action movie?
I'm not a favorite movie guy.
There's a lot of responsibility taking the questionnaire.
Oh, God. Finding Nemo?
That's an action movie. That's an action movie.
It is an action movie.
Yeah.
You
can go with Finding Nemo.
Define action movie. Because...
action movie, they're generally speaking, something explodes in an action movie.
Okay.
Or someone falls from a great height. Or there doesn't have to be gunplay.
Can I tell you something?
Yes.
The movie you're talking about right now sounds very good.
Do you have a favorite smell?
The beach.
Beach, okay. Least favorite smell?
Some of the things you find on the beach.
Exercise.
That's, by the way, New Jersey-based question.
Got it. That's resonating. That's resonating with this crowd.
The laughter of recognition.
Exercise, is it worth it?
Please.
Flat or sparkling?
Oh, flat.
What?
Flat. What sort of unholy... Why would you ever aerate a beverage? Why would you ever condense bubbles? You think, oh, this is delicious and very refreshing. You know what? Let's just, aerate it. What else do you do that you consume that you aerate? Do you put bubbles in anything else?
Marshmallows.
You aerate marshmallows?
They're just air. They're mostly like foam. Yeah, they're
but they're made that way. You don't
go
in there.
A meringue is mostly air. You aerate it. You have to put air. Have you ever whipped egg whites, my friend?
Oh, sorry, Miss Julia Child. I have not. Hey, I didn't know this was going to be on your test. Have you ever made meringue? I bet you didn't ask Tom Hanks.
Next time. I promise you, next time I'll ask Hanks if you've ever made meringue. Okay.
What's the flat most... Flatwater is correct.
Flatwater is... Well, it is your choice. What is the most... What's
Audience,
the most used...
Flatwater or...
Hey, who's all... Who's for flat? Wait. Ready? Flat. Sparkling.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
It's not that it was more people. It's all that excess air. And they ingest
could
it.
Could be, could
and
be.
And then when they yell at it, it comes out.
Next question. You get one song to listen to for the rest of your life. What is it?
Oh, dear God. Why would you even... That's just an impossible...
I know. It's not me. It's the lab. I wouldn't ask you this, but they say I have to.
This is a torturous... That's a question
sure.
that doesn't... It
yeah.
shouldn't be a question. It's a question that can bring only sadness.
Ringo, I asked Ringo. Ringo said, Come Together.
Oh, interesting. One of his own songs. Oh, you know what? Yeah, the song that I want to listen to is the meringue song. And I just wrote it, and it goes like this. Whip those eggies, baby.
Okay, you gotta at least give me an artist.
I mean, I'd go Springsteen.
Okay. Surprising, I didn't expect that. That was out of left field. What, any particular Springsteen song?
I'm gonna go Lost in the Flood. Yeah, deep cut.
All right.
I'm gonna go Lost in the Flood.
Nicely done.
Land of Hope and Dreams. Lost in the Flood.
What number am I thinking of?
Born to Run. Jungle Land.
Okay.
I'm gonna go with Jungle Land.
Jungle Land, okay.
Thunder Road.
Thunder Road.
Rosalita.
Rosalita.
I'm gonna go with Lost
Rosalita
in the...
is. What number am I thinking of?
Whatever number it is, in the time that you all are gonna have to stay late to edit this piece of.
Infinity is the number you're thinking of. Describe the rest of your life in 5 words.
Hopefully quite long.
Jon Stewart, you are known. Congratulations.
This has been The Late Show Poncho with Stephen Colbert. If you're enjoying The Late Show Poncho, leave us a 5-star review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Watch The Late Show with Stephen Colbert weeknights at 11:35, 10:35 Central on CBS and Paramount Plus. And for more exclusive Late Show content, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and subscribe to The Late Show on YouTube.
Hey everyone, it's David Duchovny. Do you ever feel like a failure? Trust me, I get it. Hell, I've spent my whole life almost feeling like a failure. It's appropriate, though, because on Fail Better, my new podcast with Lemonada Media, exploring the world of failure, how it holds us back, propels us forward, and ultimately shapes our lives, is the whole point. Each week, I'll chat with artists, athletes, actors, and experts about how our perceived failures have actually been our biggest catalysts for growth, revelation, and even healing. Through these conversations, I hope we can learn how to embrace the opportunity of failure and fail better together. Fail Better is out on May 7th, wherever you get your podcasts.
Now you can feel like you're in the audience at the Ed Sullivan Theater with official Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise at ParamountShop.com. Shop t-shirts, mugs, accessories, and more, and Late Show Poncho listeners can take 20% off with code TLS20. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show products with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.